Hello, hello, hello. It's just gonna take one second here. I have been fighting. Sorry, it took me a second to connect. I was fighting my Firefox. I might have to run to the other room and force a sync, which is unusual. Sync now. Do do do. Welcome. This is news to me. It is September 8th, and I'm your host. I'm just launching, connecting over. And this is live, as you can tell, live. And so live means that I'm doing this right now, this moment at 19:02 UTC. So let's see if my bookmarks synced. Do 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 do. News to me. Bookmarks. Today is September 8th, so we're good. All right. Thank goodness. I was worried I was going to have to stop, wander around, jump like a chicken with his head cut off. But we don't. So we are back in business, everyone. All right. So, okay, make sure that's all good. Perfect. Just a little behind the scenes. I do prepare for the show, believe it or not. I'm just not a professional. Anyway, let's go ahead and get our world started up today by what world? Yes.
World news.
Our world news. So, first up, Counterpunch. Amazon Day is a day of celebration for over 100 years on September 5th. That's been Amazon Day, and it commemorates the year 1850 creation of the province of Amazonas, encompassing 60% of Brazil and extending into Bolivia, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Suriname, Venezuela, and French Guiana. So, meanwhile, illegal fires in Brazil's Amazon fire rainforest rage on and on and on, stronger now than ever. Nowadays, in spite of the spirit of Amazon Day, suicidal spates of lawlessness rule Brazil's precious rainforest. Indeed, leading scientists believe there is a genuine concern that the Amazon rainforest ecosystem could collapse. Already, severe, devastating drought sequences have hit every fifth year like clockwork, so closely spaced together that normal regrowth does not happen. Thus, the ecosystem is inordinately weakened, in the face of human-generated firestorms further weakening this beleaguered ecosystem. As substantiated by NASA, the rainforest doesn't react like it used to. It does not have enough time between droughts to heal itself and regrow. Throughout all of recorded history, this has never been witnessed before, a fact that's horribly concerning and downright depressing. And that's from our optimists over at NASA. So, it's news to me level because that's what's going on. Yep. Connect and oh, greetings, X1. My tea is steeping because I ran over here with a hot cup of water and some tea in it. So, we shall see what happens next. All right. So Brazil is on fire. The rainforest may collapse. Not like it's, a major thing or anything. 'Cause we got other people stuff to talk about. After all, it's world
World news.
So, one hospitalized after Navalny allies targeted with chemical agent. Yeah, you read that right. Our friends at France 24 have this story. An intruder smashed a bottle containing a chemical fluid in the campaign offices of allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny in the Russian city of Novosibirsk on Tuesday, forcing them to evacuate the premises. Three people were treated by medics, and at least one was taken to hospital, said Sergio Boyko, an opposition politician and ally of Navalny, who is being treated in hospital in Germany after what Berlin said was an attempt to kill him by poisoning. Boyko, who is running for the city council of Novosibirsk in Siberia in an election on Sunday, said it was unclear what substance had been thrown in the campaign office, but that the police had said it was not toxic. Boyko's election campaign group described it as a chemical that was caustic and foul-smelling. A disgusting, stinging odor filled the room. CCTV footage shared by Navalny's ally showed two hooded men sprinting away after the incidents. The activists have gathered to listen and talk on how to monitor elections. So, pretty exciting. So, we'll see what happens there. In the US, of course, Amazon Day, if you didn't know, was, I think, July 11th. USA. I think that's the day, July 11th. Yeah, that's Amazon Prime Day. Prime Day. So if you want to get some good deals, that's usually the time to do it. That and Black Friday. So let's do that. Now, next thing in our world setup is Sri Lanka is reporting something. So this comes from Colombo. Sri Lanka's Navy said on Tuesday that an oil slick had been spotted a kilometer from the loaded supertanker off the country's east coast as efforts to extinguish a fire on board continue. Sri Lankan officials are working to assess any damage to the environment and marine life from the incident, which began on September 3rd when a fire initially broke out in the engine room of the New Diamond supertanker. The first fire aboard the ship, which was chartered by Indian Oil Corp to import some 2 million barrels of oil from Kuwait, was put out, but a second one broke out on Monday. The ship is tilted slightly towards where the fire broke out due to the large amount of water sprayed to douse the fire. Oil in the engine room appears to have leaked out to the sea. The New Diamond was being held some 40 kilometers east of Sri Lanka while firefighting boats sprayed it with water. An Indian Air Force plane stationed in the international airport had also dropped a specialized chemical mixture on the slick to control it, said Sri Lankan Navy. So, this is an ongoing environmental disaster. But yeah, so that's pretty sad news there. We're going to jump over here and we got a couple of tech news stories for you, and then we'll talk about US stuff. All right. Let's do this here. I got a few stories for you. Let me log into my members only account here so I can access the content. That's right. I'm going to read out some members only content. No, it's not really that big a deal. There we go. All right. So first up, Tesla shares plummet 17% as tech sector sell-off continues. Yeah, that's right. Money, money, money is flowing out of the tech stocks today. The U.S. tech sell-off on Wall Street extended to a third day on Tuesday, with electric car maker Tesla among the biggest fallers, suffering its worst day in nearly 6 months. The tech-heavy NASDAQ stock market dropped close to 3% in the morning, following similar falls on Thursday and Friday. Wall Street was closed on Monday for Labor Day. We were here. I was a little late, but I was here. And then... Hold on. We're going to get there. And shares in Tesla fell 17% on Tuesday, while Apple was down 4% and Amazon was down 3%. Tesla, with Elon Musk as CEO, has been one of the biggest winners of recent stock market rallies as investors have piled into tech firms during the pandemic. The company's share price surged 74% in August alone and is up about 400% this year. The rise has made Tesla more valuable than some of the world's largest automakers, including Toyota and Volkswagen. The sharp sell-off came after S&P Global, the company behind the S&P index of top U.S. companies, passed over Tesla for inclusion in the index, a move that has been expected to give Tesla's share price another boost. So yeah, this is kind of common. If somebody gets added to an index or taken out of one, they suddenly gain or lose a lot of money because index funds just buy everything that's in the index. So that's kind of how that goes. All right. So let's see. What else is going on in tech world? Well, TikTok battles. TikTok is in the news not because the deadline for them to sell or no longer be allowed to do business in the United States is fast approaching this month, but they're in the battle because there was a live stream suicide, trigger warning, this is going to talk about suicide for a second. There was a live stream video from, I think, Facebook Live, showing a guy committing suicide. He shot himself with a shot, or the person shot themselves with a shotgun, and they died, and it was super graphic, and I haven't seen the video, but the description is super graphic. Well, then it went and made its way onto TikTok, and so TikTok, though, that platform is basically made for sharing videos and for integrating videos and doing this. So it's proven really hard for them to take care of it. So Here we go. The story says TikTok's battling to remove a graphic video of a live stream suicide after the footage was uploaded on Sunday night from Facebook, where it was initially broadcast. All the footage was rapidly taken down. Users spent much of Monday re-uploading it, initially unchanged, but later incorporated into so-called bait-and-switch videos, which is designed to shock and upset unsuspecting users. One such video, for instance, begins with a conventional video of an influencer talking to a camera before cutting without warning to the graphic footage. Some TikTok users began warning their followers to look out for the opening frames of the video, which featured a man with long hair and a gray beard, and it instantly scroll away if they see the footage. But many reported being curious about the footage as a result and seeking it out, only to be left distraught and upset by what they saw. So, TikTok confirmed that it's taking down the footage as it finds it. And on Sunday night, clips of suicide that had originally been live-streamed on Facebook circulated on platforms including TikTok. So, they are trying their best to get rid of it, but they're having trouble. If you're not a user of the app, they just released a new feature that makes it even harder to track it down, and that's where they'll let you they'll let you splice your own content into somebody else's content and then repost it as your own. So it's making it hard. There's a lot of cute kitten videos, and you're like looking a cat or a kitten like playing around, and then the cat rolls over, and then it's like blood and guts. So hopefully they can take care of that. Next up, we're trying to hurry up here in the tech news. There's two more things to cover. We've got Slate's reporting disinformation will come for Animal Crossing. And basically what they're talking about, and I'll read the story, but the general gist is the Biden campaign has come up with assets for Animal Crossing, because you can have your own designs, and you create a QR code and then share it. And so they created a Biden-Harris flag and then a three sunglasses like style, a red, white, and blue three sunglasses thing to kind of create like their event. And then they have their own characters in Animal Crossing. So the story says, on Tuesday, Joe Biden Kamala Harris campaign debuted a new series of lawn signs emblazoned with the official Biden-Harris logo, the word Joe with a rainbow E at the end, and three pixelated sets of aviator sunglasses, Biden's signature prop. The release of lawn signs for the presidential campaign would not ordinarily be notable, aside from at least the usually undesirable pixelation of the images, but the location of these signs is unique. They're in a video game. These are assets for players to proudly display inside the online multiplayer video game Animal Crossing's New Horizons. Yeah, you got it. So that is what's happening here. The rest of the article kind of goes through and highlights basically that the terms and conditions of Nintendo and other online, at present, no online multiplayer game has a publicly available policy specifically related to medical or political disinformation in the U.S., though some do have policies prohibiting impersonation and false statements, and Nintendo appears to prohibit in-game political activity in Japan, where a politician recently canceled plans to campaign in Animal Crossing. So, most of the policies that game publish are reminiscent of the earliest policies of social media platforms from the mid-2000s. So, this is going to be interesting to see, because X1 is right. X1's in the chat. Oh, yeah. Big shout-out, Jazzmaz, SMJ, and X1 chatting it up today. And you can be one of the people in comm. Just log in. But, yeah, so basically it's a world where there are voters that are hanging out there, so I guess they're going to go in there and try and virtually hang out. The last one, this comes from LWN, and this is the one I had to log into. These are just a couple brief headlines, or brief quotes, because I thought some of them were funny. If human brains merge with computers, I hope we are running free software in our heads. The idea of code you can't observe or control in your head seems like an attack on humanity. I'd like to see this put into actual law from the start, possibly at the level of a UN Human Rights Declaration. I'm not interested in living in a world with an app store for your brain. That was from user Etayoan Sherdalu at Hacker News. Then Cory Doctorow, quote, I just don't buy the thesis that big tech used big data to create a mind control ray to sell us fidget spinners and that Cambridge Analytica hijacked it to make us all racist. And then again, he's quoted here as, "Lock-in is an invitation to totalitarianism. The Chinese government observed the fact that Apple alone could decide which apps can run on iPhones, then ordered Apple to remove apps that allowed Chinese people privacy from the state." So, pretty interesting. I thought both of those were worth like thinking about. The next piece here, just a couple of heads up. LXD 4.5 was released, and then REST 1.46 is released, and Emil Velikov has released a high-level introduction to the Linux graphics stack and how it's used within Chrome OS and work being done to improve software rendering. So these are all really cool, nerdy tech things you can check out if you're into that. And we're going to play a song real quick and then come back to some domestic news. It's 19:17, which means we're about 13 minutes away from the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. I'm going to take a sip of tea while we listen to, let's see, do I have them? I hope I have some. Aw, I don't. I was hoping I had some police, but I don't. So let's see if we have any Ziggy. Nope. Yeah, I didn't think so. It's been a while. I used to have those records, and I got rid of them. And me being all... anyway. We'll just play some Beatles, because I've got tons of Beatles. Here, I'm going to play... what do we want to listen to? Let's play... Here, we're going to play Octopus's Garden.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's correct. And I'm DJ Marcus. We've got a whole 9 minutes to get through our domestic news. Who knew? Talking takes time. But I did get to drink some delicious tea. I've got Constant Comet today, a nice British tea. And let's go ahead and jump into it. I'll run through some headlines and read some stories. So, In These Times, as usual, has a long piece, but it's basically talking about unions. And unions have supported Democrats for a long time, but unions aren't getting a lot back from the Democrats or from any politicians right now. So it is time for unions to give the Democratic Party an ultimatum. So check that out, inthesetimes.com. Let's see here. We'll change this. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll keep rolling. So Democracy Now! Has a bit. Basically, it was a whole, I think it's 30 minutes. Let me double check. Yeah, it's 34:26, so 35 minutes. There's a Democracy Now! Special where Cornel West and Ben Jealous, president of the People for the American Way and former president of the NAACP, discussed the 2020 DNC and how the left, members of the Democratic Party who are on the left, can help push Joe Biden and Kamala Harris towards the left, and how that can help when they beat Trump. The Nation, which made headlines whenever they got they broke that story about Trump calling Army and Navy like military vets and people who die in battle like losers and suckers. Well, they have a new clearly they have a bias, I guess. But is Trump planning a coup d'etat? Many observers, including Republicans, worry that he is. They're organizing now to stop him. So the first couple paragraphs. This summer, shortly after scores of camo-wearing, heavily armed federal agents descended to Portland, Oregon to attack protesters, Charles Fried, or Fried, I guess, Ronald Reagan's Solicitor General, pondered the implications of what he was seeing on the streets. What he saw scared him. He remembered the use of paramilitaries by leaders in 1930s Europe, where he was born, and he feared he was now witnessing a slide into paramilitarism in the United States. His family fled Nazi occupation in Czechoslovakia. Fried felt that President Trump was using the Department of Homeland Security and other government agencies in a way that was very menacing. You might as well put brown shirts on them. It's a very bad thing. So, a Harvard Law School professor who still counts himself as a Republican and a board member of groups such as the Campaign Legal Center, Checks and Balances, and Republicans for the Rule of Law, Fried has grown increasingly worried in recent months about Trump's willingness to stir chaos and violence as an electoral strategy in the run-up to November's election. So this is an interesting piece, but, you know, it's kind of, I didn't make it all the way through it. I'm not going to make it through it today. It's generally just, let's call it, it's, I don't want to call it FUD, but it's definitely creating a fear. It's trying to scare the readers, so. We'll see who that's for. Now, let's go over to the West Coast. We were in Washington, D.C. We'll head over to the West Coast. And let's see. So we got California wildfire, and hikers are being rescued. This is from the BBC. Rescuers in California have been airlifting dozens of people trapped by huge fires. Crews continue battle blazes across the state. An initial attempt to rescue the group stranded in a mountain refuge for 2 nights was abandoned on Monday because of smoke from the Creek Fire, but helicopters were able to land on Tuesday and have begun taking the hikers to safety. Fires in California have burned through a record 2 million acres in recent weeks. In total, these blazes span larger than the U.S. state of Delaware. California is currently experiencing an unprecedented heat wave. So it's very scary out there. Los Angeles reported its highest ever temperature of 49.4°C, or 121 Fahrenheit, on Sunday. Temperatures have dropped since then, but high winds are expected to fan the flames until Wednesday. So this is going to be interesting. There is a map graph displaying that there are more than 14,000 firefighters battling 25 major blazes in California, and it looks like California has measles if you look at the dots. So, and if you're not, if you aren't able to see things, freckles might not make a lot of sense, but they're just dots all over the map. All right, let's keep on jumping through. Let's jump through a couple more stories. So let's talk about police. We got we got two stories about police for you. So first, police shoot a 13-year-old boy several times after mother calls for help. A 13-year-old boy with autism was shot several times by police who responded to his home in Salt Lake City after his mother called for help. Lyndon Cameron was recovering in a Utah hospital, his mother said, after suffering injuries to his shoulder, both ankles, his intestines, and his bladder. Golda Barton told KUTV she called 911 to request a crisis intervention team because her son, who has Asperger's, was having an episode caused by bad separation anxiety as his mother went to work for the first time in more than a year. I said, he's unarmed and he doesn't have anything. He just gets mad and he starts yelling and screaming, she said. He's a kid and he's trying to get attention. He doesn't know how to regulate. She added, they're supposed to come out and be able to de-escalate a situation using the most minimal force possible. Instead, she said, two officers went to the front door of the home and in less than 5 minutes were yelling, get down on the ground, before firing. He's a small child, she said. Why didn't you just tackle him? He's a baby. He has mental issues. In a briefing on Sunday, Sergeant Horrocks of Salt Lake City Police told reporters officers responding to reports of a juvenile having a mental episode and thought Cameron had made threats to some folks with a weapon. Police confirmed they didn't find a weapon. So they vowed that they would investigate this. Hopes are low. All right. And then our other story, SMJ wanted to get this out. Let's see. So who is this? Who are you? Who are you? This is from Sinclair Broadcasting, SMJ. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can't get a different source. Hey, Fox. All right, here we go. This is from The Stranger, stranger.com. So what we've got, police rush protesters outside SPOG HQ while blasting country music. 22 arrested. On Monday evening, a large group of bike cops rushed about 200 protesters outside the Seattle Police Officers Guild headquarters in SoTo, while Big and Rich's 2004 pop country hit Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy blared from the building speakers. Colby Williams, a member of the Black Indigenous Coalition, said he was standing on front lines when officers rushed in. At that point, nobody had damaged the building or spray-painted it, Williams said. This was a peaceful march. No property was damaged on the way to SPOG or the way back. We actually had some people picking up garbage as we marched. Malcontentment Tango Stream captured footage of one protester tossing a black garbage bag over the fence surrounding the building as cops moved in around the corner. From my vantage, after police started snatching makeshift shields and umbrellas from protesters, someone in the crowd set off a fire extinguisher, and then the chaotic scene escalated. So after the bike cops broke the protest line, police deployed blast balls and pepper sprays, presumably to split the crowd and make arrests. Oh, we're out of time. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have more news. And I'll try and trim down the news since I had so many stories today.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tote.